gracious and glorious opportunity that you have given unto us to be called your children and to be set apart for your purpose and for your plan. Heavenly Father, we glorify your holy name because you are faithful, dependable, and reliable. Father in heaven, I will love you. We'll lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, and God reigns, who reigns forevermore. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds alive. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. We say thank you, Lord. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done. We are so blessed. Our soul has found rest. We lift your name higher. 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 We lift your name higher, Lord. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name, Lord, higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We shout hallelujah. 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 We lift your name, Lord, higher. We lift your name 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 higher. Hallelujah, Lord, we lift up your name. We magnify your holy name. We bless your name, Lord. In all of us, sing a kushta deva. Nangla kukusa sopronilila. Nangla kukurusa sabiondo longoshtindiria. I've died on well, Lord. I've died on way. Thou art the portal. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. After thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still, of thine own will, Lord, of thine own way, search me and try me. Savior, today, wash me just now, Lord. Wash me just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. At thine own will, Lord, at thine own way, wounded and weary, help me, I pray. in me. Christ only, always living in me. Christ only, always living in me. Beloved, this morning, can we say to the Lord, my Father, I give you thanks for my life. Have your way in my life. Take your place in all that I do. Lekuso si prondega liprushto osa. Ekekuto nong lekuso si. Ancient of days, I honor, I exalt you. I thank you for the gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. I thank you that I am called by your name. I am set apart for your purpose and for your plan. Have your own way. Have your own way. Have your own way in my life. Have your own way. Have your own way in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let kwaso zo prendege kwaso zia. Father, have your way. Ancient of days, have your way. In Prevailers Church Network around the earth, Father, take your place and have your way. Lion of the tribe of Judah, have your way and take your place. In Lombrondega Kugusosia, La Pengo Gosiato, in Lombrondega Kwasosia, Endege Kelibrusosia, La Prondege Kwasa Ate, Endege Kwaso, Ondogo Gosiato, in Lombrondega Kwasosia, La Pogo Shate. In love of us at a higher. Can we speak to the Lord personally this morning as we begin to say to the Lord, Lord, let your mercy prevail in our lives over judgment. Over judgment, let your mercy prevail. Can we say to the Lord, Lord, we have come into your presence. Let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy avail for us. Let your mercy speak on our behalf. Let your mercy, Lord, be evident in our life. Let your mercy be seen. Let your mercy, oh God, manifest in our lives. Lord, manifest your mercy. Lord, manifest your mercy. Ancient of days, let your mercy prevail in my life. In this commission, let your mercy prevail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Psalm 24, verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He that has a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Therefore, we want to say to the Lord, Ancient of Days, beloved, as we approach the presence of the Lord, we are sent to the Lord, anything that is in us, contrary to the word of the Lord, Lord, anything that we have done that is not in line with your will, forgive us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus as we confess our sins and the sins of our society, our community, our nation, and we are sent to the Lord, show us mercy. Let the mercy of God speak by the blood of the Lamb of God. If we confess our sins, it's faithful and it's just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we confess our sins before you. We confess the sins of the men, the women, the boys and the girls, the choristers, the ministers, Lord, the service team in Prevailers Church, Lord, we confess those sins before you. We repent of them. We ask you for your forgiveness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9, with his own blood, not the, 9 verse 12, with his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once all for all time and secured redemption forever. Under the Old Testament, the blood of goats and bulls and ashes of a young cow could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sin. Can we say thank you to the Lord for the perfect sacrifice offered by Christ on your behalf and on my behalf, on behalf of every soul that believeth in him? Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed for our cleansing, for our purging. Therefore, we apply the blood of Jesus upon our spirit, upon our soul, upon our body this morning. Let there be a purging. Let there be a cleansing in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let quaso soprindo custosia. Let ge custo se liprunonongo siato. Engrashate le prede gozo goto lo mongras ate. Indronova custosia. Le groshate la brinonongo siato. Iso soprunde ge quato. Le ke quasa zaprando custosia. Father, let the blood that was shed as the perfect sacrifice of Christ for every prevailer, for every member of the body of Christ, begin to answer for our purification, for our cleansing, for our justification. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, le quaso zoponde le gresiato, il lobron nega quaso sia, il lobron dege cucusto sia, il nobologros iketua, in degegege lebrus ate, in dege quaza, andolobogoshate, in thronobocuso sia, in the bakwazo, zo on the genebrus ate, and the golobros ata, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 18, it is written, verse 30. Then Elijah called to the people, come over here. They all crowded around him as he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been torn down. He took 12 stones, one to represent each of the tribes of Israel. And he used the stones to rebuild the altar in the name of the Lord. Then he dug a trench around the altar large enough to hold about 3 gallons. Before fire came down, before Elijah called fire down, he asked to rebuild the altar. Beloved, rebuilding the altar that the Baal worshippers are called, the Baal worshippers call upon their own God, and their God never answers. there was no fire came down. But beloved, he rebuilded the altar because the Israelites are straying away. They have started to worship another God. So Elijah has to bring them back unto God and said, if God is God, then serve him. If Baal is God, then go with Baal. But the Baal worshippers called their God, nothing happened. Beloved, they called from morning until afternoon, there was no fire. But when Elijah rebuilt the altar, at the time of sacrifice, he called upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I've done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Beloved, he said to the Lord, answer me. The Bible says the Lord answers when the righteous call. Whenever the righteous call, God answereth. Whenever the righteous call, God answereth. When the wicked call, God did not answer. But when the righteous call, God answers. Elijah said, if you have sent me, answer me this day. Psalm 34 verse 17. The righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He rededicated the altar unto the Lord, representing the 12 tribes of Israel who had followed Baal. He brought them back unto the Lord. Beloved, I want us to lift up and rededicate unto the Most High God the altar. In every nation there is a golden altar, and we are dedicating the altar of this nation, Great Britain, and every nation where the Prevailers Church Network dwell. We are rededicating them unto the Lord in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Father, we dedicate the golden altar of Great Britain, of Nigeria, of every nation where the prevailers are, Sierra Leone, of South Africa, of Canada, of Nigeria, of America, Lord, of Cyprus. Lord, we rededicate the golden altar, even at the altar of every nation where the Prevailers Church members dwell. We raise all these altars up unto you, the eternal King of glory. Lekwaza zaprondege kwazo, lekwazo zeprundo goshte, ezozo prindaga kwazo zia. Lord, we rededicate the altar of Great Britain. We rededicate the altar of Kent unto you. In the name of Jesus, lekwazo zo ondege kwaza, ilobro nega kwashete, ilobrundo gozi akakustosie. Il Lobo Gosiato, Father, we rededicate the golden altar of this nation unto you in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In loco quasasia, acombo cosiate, in lo brondege quaso, in gecustosia, in lo brondege quasite, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Beloved, we are going to take authority over every principalities, over every power assigned to rule over the territory. The Baal worshippers took over the land because Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, is feeding them, has given them the hand of fellowship, and they took hold over the nation. They distracted and caused the people to follow after Baal. Therefore, we are going to say this morning, Father, we take authority over the principalities, over the powers assigned to rule, over Great Britain, assigned to rule, over the community where you have placed Prevailers Church Network. We take authority over every satanic force assigned to rule over the community of Kent, where you have placed Prevailers Church Network, over every nation, where you have placed us, Lord, to serve your purpose in this land. Lord, we take authority over them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we take authority over every satanic force, over every spirit of manipulation, over every demonic expression in every community, every nation where you have placed the Prevailers Church Network. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the kings in chains and fetters in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, as is allowed their oppression, as is allowed their manipulation. This morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let quaza zoprino longo ziate, ileke quaza azoprone gaziate. Lord, I arrest the arrester assigned against this commission. I take authority over every form of opposition, over every form of resistance, over every power of the enemy assigned to rule over Kent, assigned to rule over anyone connected to this commission, assigned to rule against the plan and the purposes of God for us this day, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Logosto, si ilamangro si iketua, zopronde ke kwazo, izopondo li cruza ade, ige kwashete, le prunonongo siate, ige kwazo zoprunde ke kwazo, in lobogo si ike kwashete, in domblogo si ike kwato, in lobronde ke kwazo sia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we take authority this day against every demonic force, against every satanic power, against every power of the enemy assigned to rule over Kent, assigned to rule over this domain, assigned to rule over Beston, assigned to rule over even Marriott Hotel in Bethesda, where Prevailers Church Network meets in the United Kingdom. We take authority over you. We disallow your oppression. We disallow your manipulation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let kwaza zoprundege kwaza sia, inge kwashete, elebrinanongo siate, ilokobosate. Beloved, can we rise up against every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of hypocrisy, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of false prophecy, every tradition of elders, every power that opposes the church in this nation, in this community, every spirit that wants to hinder the people even from coming into the presence of the Lord today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we take authority of every spirit of religion. We take authority of every spirit of hypocrisy, of every spirit of Jezebel, manipulating spirit. We arrest the spirit of witchcraft. We take authority over every spirit of disobedience and rebellion. We rise up against the tradition of elders. We disallow your oppression and your manipulation over every son and daughter that God has connected to this commission. We disallow your oppression and your manipulation over every son of God that God has ordained to be part of this commission. We arrest every spirit of Jezebel, every spirit of hypocrisy and religious spirit, every spirit of tradition and even a culture that wants to rise up against the Prevailers Church Network, assigned to rise up against the purpose and the plan of God in this commission. We take authority over you. We disallow your manipulation. We disallow your oppression. We pull down every satanic wall erected through religion, erected through rebellion, erected through hypocrisy, erected through false prophecy. We pull you down. We pull you down. We pull you down. We pull you down in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la kakuzosi ikakwata la bozia. In la krosi ikata. We rise up against every satanic and demonic assignment. We rise up against every spirit of satanic oppression and manipulation against the Prevailers Church Network, against this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Lokokwazazia, Andronobokwazosia, Elekukukuzosia, Indronobokustosia, in Lobrondege Kwazosia, in Lobrondege Kwazosi, Lemongrodika Kwaze, Ezosoprunonongosiate, in Lobroneka Sahate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Beloved, the word of the Lord said concerning you and I, who have come to know Christ as the Lord, as our King and our Savior, when Peter said unto Jesus, "Thou art Christ," Matthew 16:16, Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but by my Father who is in heaven. I also said to you that you are Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it." Therefore, this morning, beloved, you and I, we are going to share to the Lord. Lord, everyone that come in contact with Prevailers Church Network, every soul that God has brought into Prevailers Church Network in Great Britain, Nigeria, and around the earth, we disallow any power of hell from prevailing against them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We disallow every force and any force of darkness from prevailing over every soul that you are bringing to this commission in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are saying to the Lord, reveal Christ. It's a flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Therefore, we are sent to the Lord, arise, O God, reveal Christ unto us, reveal Christ unto every soul that you are bringing to Prevailers Church Network today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, reveal Christ, reveal your Son in the life of every soul that you brought even to the Prevailers Church Network this morning. Lord, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself. Let Christ be revealed. Let Christ the Anointed One. Let Christ the Messiah. Let Christ the Deliverer. Let Christ even the Healer. Let Christ the Savior be made known unto everyone that approach God in Zion this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Illa brosi ika kwashate, illa brotega kwazosia, Ilokokuta lembre nega kwazozie. Endege kwazazia. Ilobrondege kwazozia. Endege kwashete. Ilobrondega kwazozie. Endege kwazozia. Endoko kwazozie. Ella brendege kwazo. Idongle kukuguzozia. Izozwa atondolobozia. Illo grossiate. Indokobosiato. Illo brondege kwazozie. Izoprondege kustosia. In the mighty name of Jesus. Illo kukuguzozia delebrina gozate. Lord, let Christ be revealed in your church this day. Let Christ be revealed in your church this day. Let Christ be revealed unto every prevailer that comes into your presence this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lobokuzozia. In Throne Augusto Zelibruno Nongoziate. Let Christ be revealed, Lord, as we come into your presence this morning, Ancient of Days. Let Christ be revealed. In Lobroneka Kukuzozia. In Zoprendenge Kwazozia. Endege Kwazo. Ondege Kolubruzo Ose. Enda Kustozia. Alobronegaza. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we saw in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah said, "Answer me, Lord, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again." He called the God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel, the covenant-keeping God. Psalm 89:34, he said, "My covenant will I not break, neither will I alter what has gone forth out of my mouth. Therefore we are saying to the Lord, Lord, you're thou that keepest covenant. Lord, manifest yourself, even as the prevailers gathered around the world to worship you today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, manifest yourself, showcase yourself as the one who sent us." He said unto Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 4, he said, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to nations. Oh, sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I am too young." The Lord replied, "Don't say I am too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. You must go wherever I send you and you must say whatsoever I tell you." So we have not sent ourselves, but God has sent us. He said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." John chapter 20, verse 21. "As the Father has sent me, so I have sent you." Therefore, we are sent today, Lord. Let there be proofs that you are the one that sent us. Lord, showcase, prove yourself as the one that sent us. Beloved, Elijah said, showcase yourself as the God that sent me. Ilakwa azoso prenegaza. Ikekustosia andolobozia. Itrombege libruzosia. Ikekustoso librunonongosia to. Ikekwashete. Lord, show yourself as the God that sent me. Manifest yourself as the one who has called me. Manifest yourself as the God behind the Prevailers Church Network. Confirm your word as the one who has sent us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, confirm your word, confirm your word, confirm your word, confirm your word, confirm your word. confirm your word in Lobro Negakwa Zosie. It says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Therefore, we say, Lord, arise, build your church, O God. Deter and disallow the gates of Hades from prevailing against the prevailers in the mighty name of Jesus. You are saying, Father, let the Prevailers Church Network and our members live up to the name that you have called us. Live up to the name that you have called us. Lord, confirm that name with signs and with wonders. Lord, confirm the instruction that you have given unto us with your sign and with your wonder in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lobro Negakwa Zosie. In Lobro Negakwa Zosie. In Lobro Negakwa Zato. In Lebrilo Bongrosi Ika Kwashite. In Lobro Negakwa Zaso. In Lobro Negakwa Zosie. In Lobro Negakwa Zika Kwashite. In Lobro Nogosate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The word of the Lord begins to say in the book of Psalm 29. It is written, verse 3, the voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord split the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon mountains skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. In the voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Beloved, we are commanded, Lord, arise by your voice this morning. Lord, arise against every oppression of darkness assigned against this church. Arise by the voice of the Lord that is strong and powerful. Arise by your voice, O God, that shatters even the mountains and make them to skip like calf, that cause Mount Hermon to leap like a young wild ox. Arise by your voice, O Lord, that strikes with bolt and lightning. Judge every satanic force, every demonic power, every voice of the opposition, every voice resisting and opposing the establishment of this commission in this great Britain. Lord, arise and bring them to judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In La Cuca Siato, on through the Longo Siate. Inge Kusto, Zolibru no Longo Siate, Inge Kwashite, In Lobro Nega Kwaza, Akuzo Si Ilamongro Siate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But today, as we gather, as the day break, as we gather at 10 o'clock in worship, even from the time the workers gather today, it is important for us to know that anybody can come. The church is open. The gate of Prevailers Church Network is open to everyone to come. And beloved, as God has allowed us to open, the open invitation is allowed. Allowed everyone that can come to church today to come. But their personality who could have had an agreement and a covenant with the enemy and they are still in church. Judas has agreed to betray Jesus but was still following him. Any bargain that anyone has made with the enemy to trouble or to afflict or to distract or to oppose or to stand against the plan of the devil, to stand against the plan of God for this commission. We are going to overturn it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus by the blood of the Lamb of God. My Father, we destroy and overturn any covenant made between anyone that is coming to church today and any demonic power, any satanic power against this commission. Lord, we overturn and destroy them by the blood of Jesus. We overturn and destroy any evil agreement between any individual and the devil, any satanic agreement between any personality that is coming to Zion today, and every power of hell today, and we overturn it and we destroy it. Any evil statement, every evil decree, any evil agreement between any human person, any personality that is coming to prevail us, church, against this commission, against our establishment, against the stability of God's work in this place, in the mighty name of Jesus, I overturn it, I destroy it, I overturn it, I destroy it, I overturn it, I destroy it, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Lobro Neka Kwazasia, Ike Kwazosia, any agreement between any person and the spirit of death, any agreement between any individual, and the power of sickness, and the power sponsoring trouble and affliction, and the power sponsoring scattering and discouragement and division, today we nullify the efficacy of such agreement. We render it null. We command it to become void in the name of Jesus. We declare it null. It shall not stand in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are not like that. For you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest. A holy nation. God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, we are going to say to the Lord, let the prevailers begin to manifest the light of God's word even today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be an emergence of men and women, son and daughter, called by God, appointed by God to stand as royal priesthood, as holy nation, people that are dedicated to the purpose and to the plan of God without fail, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let cross the Ike Kwashete, Entronuka Suato, Elebrino Nongrasi Ike Tua, Elobrondege Kwazosia, Ike Kustosia, Elobrondege Kwazosia, Elobronega Kwashete, in the mighty name of Jesus, Elokosiato, Elobronega Kwazosia, Indege Kwazo, Zeprendege Kwazo, Ilobrondege kustosia, ilobrondege kwazosie, esosoprondege kwashite, ilobrondege kwazosie, ilobrondege kwazo, esosoprondege kwashite, ilobogosiato, endogogo libruza ate, ige kwashite, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 10. It is written, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to tear down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Therefore, we are going to say to the Lord, oh God, arise by your divine power. Locate the Prevalence Church Network. Overthrow every demonic spirit assigned to destabilize, assigned to destroy, assigned to afflict the church or our members in any which way, in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I have set thee over the nation in this United Kingdom. Oh God, arise, locate the Prevalence Church Network and overthrow every evil spirit, every satanic force, every demonic power that wants to afflict, that wants to oppose, that wants to stand against the plan and the purposes of God in this commission. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Lobro Nekakwazosia, in Lekekuzoso Prondegekwaza, in Lobro Nekekwashite, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, we saw in Matthew 16:18, they said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Therefore, every gate of hell that prevailed against churches in Kent, that has risen against churches in this community, that rose up against the churches in Great Britain, that wanted to rise up against the Prevalence Church Network, you are not permitted. You shall not prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I stand in the authority that is in your name. We'll rise up against every satanic force, every authority of darkness that has prevailed against churches in Great Britain, that has once prevailed against churches in Kent, that has once rose up against churches in Bedford, that wanted to rise up against the Prevalence Church Network. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. Every forces of darkness, every opposition of darkness, every power that hinders even the people from falling after God, that has prevailed against other churches in the land, that has prevailed against the work of the kingdom, true men in the land, I decree you shall not prevail against Prevalence Church. Thou shall not prevail. 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 Le kuza zopro nega kwazasia. Ike kwazo ondo gogo shete. Ilo brunda kakwazo zie. Eswato lebrina nanga swato. Ilo brunega kwazasia. Ike kwazo zopro nega kwazasia. Indoko shete. Thou shall not prevail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lopronega Kwazosia, in Lopronega Kwazosia, powers that have prevailed against churches in Great Britain, powers that rise up against churches in Kent, power of opposition that stop churches in Kent and in Great Britain, over the prevailers, you shall not prosper. Over our leaders, you shall not prosper. Over our workers, you shall not prosper. Over our members, you shall not prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, le kwazo ondo ge suate in le kruzo zua ike kusto zia le mengru da bosia in lobro nega kwashite in lobro nega kwazo in lobro nega kwazo zie in zozo prundega kwashite in lobro nega kwazo zia ike kwaza andege kwaza aya in lobro nega kwaza ate el lebrino bongros ate in lobro nega kwashite in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your life God better and better. You will grow as you learn to know God better and better. Beloved, I want us to rise up and begin to say to the Lord, Lord, open the eyes of our understanding. Open the eyes of the understanding of every prevailer today. Fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding in the name of Jesus. Grant us supernatural illumination. Let the eyes of our spirit be opened. Lord, fill us with the knowledge of your will as we gather together from around the earth. Let the eyes of the prevailers, Lord, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened by the power of your spirit.
Represent you in this land a place of praise
commendable army of the Lord, of our faithful ministers, faithful workers, faithful members, who will lay hold of the horn of the altar, who will not keep quiet until God made Jerusalem a place of praise in the altar, until God establishes his counsel, until God performs every one of his word concerning the prevalence church network in Great Britain, around the earth, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lopro Neca Quasasia, in Lebrenduco Quasasia, in Cacusto, Se Elebruno Nosia, in Cacuasasia, Le Quasosia. Jesus Christ our Lord is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Therefore, we are saying, O Lord Jesus, arise today and move upon the heart of men, that they begin to intercede, they begin to supplicate, they begin to move in the direction of your will, praying your will even into this church, praying your divine agenda to begin to come into visible and physical manifestation over this commission in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lobro Nega Kwasosie. Eso soprunegeku aloprunegaza in loba kusto se indelebrinega kwasasia endege kwaso soprondege kwaza le kwashite leprinodongo siate inge kwasosia in loprunega kwashite endege kwaso soprundege kwaza in loprondege kwashite in loprunega kwasosia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 11. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up the church. That is the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith, knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Therefore, our assignment as leaders in the church is to equip men and women to stand in their allotted position and to serve God, and to do his will without fail, and to walk in his plan and in his purpose. Therefore, we are beginning to say to the Lord, as a result of the word of God that proceeds from this commission, as a result of every teaching, every preaching, and every prayer prayed, every assignment that is exercised or performed through the giftings that God has placed into the body in this church, let there be an emergence of sons and daughters of God who will locate their position, their allotted position in Christ Jesus, and begin to fulfill their purpose and fulfill God's plan for their lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lopro Negaku Gosiato, a Lebrino Nongros Ike Quashite, in Lopro Negaquaso, in Lopro Negaquasasia, in Lopro Negaquashite, in Lopro Negaquasosie, Esosua, Andoli Bruno Nongosiate, in Loco Custosia, in Lebre Negaquagosiato, in Lopro Negaquashite. El librusosia antronobogusosia il lopro nega quasosie il lopro sahate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be extended above the hills. And all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, God promised us influx of souls to the kingdom of God through Prevailers Church Network. Men from every nation, from every tribe. Therefore, you are joining together with the Prevailers this morning as we gather. This is our first service. Even after the inauguration, we are commanding, Lord, let there be an influx of soul, Lord, from every tribe, every nation represented in Great Britain. Lord, let them begin to come in their tens, in their hundreds, in their thousands. Lord, let there be an influx of souls in their multitude looking and coming to Prevailers Church Network. Let there be an influx of souls that comes to serve your purpose, that comes to do your will in this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be an influx of souls from the four corners of Kent, from the four corners of Great Britain, men and women coming to do the will of God, coming to do the word of God, coming to Zion. Let one begin to call on to another. Let us go to the house of the Lord that he might teach us his way. Let them come with a ready heart to seek after righteousness. Let them come with a ready heart, Lord, to do your will. Let them come with a ready heart to seek your face. Let them come with a ready heart, Lord, to see your kingdom come. Let them come with a ready heart, Lord, to glorify your name. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let this mountain of the Lord's house be established upon the highest of the mountain. Let all nations be drawn to it. We open the door of this nation. We open the door of the Prevailers Church for the nations, for the tribes that are represented, for every gender in Great Britain to begin to come in their tens, begin to come in their hundreds, begin to come in their thousands, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the same manner as men left the city to see for John the Baptist in the wilderness. Let men and women begin to seek for Prevailers Church Network. Let the workers come. Let the professionals come. Let every tribe come. Let every nation come and seek God and locate God in this silence. Let the sinners come and be saved. Let the sick come and be healed. Let the lame come and walk. Let the oppressed come and be set free. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let quaso si ila bombre nega quaso sia ila kukustosia. Lord, I break every barriers. I stop everything that is assigned to stop those that you have assigned to come to Prevailers Church Network today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I resist every resistance. I disallow anything that is opposing or standing in the way of those that you have assigned to come to Zion this day. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in la cross the ike quashete, in lebruno logosie, in sopron de quasasia, in la pruta akakusosie. Lord, let them begin to come. In their tens, let them come. In their thousands, let them come to Zion to seek your face, O God. Thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Let every soul begin to come with a desire to seek God, with a desire to find God, with a desire to serve God, with a desire to do your will, O God. In the name of Jesus, one will say unto another, let us go unto Zion that we might seek the Lord. Let us go unto Zion that we might seek the Lord. Let us go unto Zion that we might seek the Lord. Let us go unto Zion that we might seek the Lord. Let us go unto Zion that we might seek the Lord. Let us go unto Zion that we might seek the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Obadiah 1:17, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Therefore, we are saying, Lord, move by your spirit among us today. Let the spirit of deliverance, let the spirit of holiness, let it find expression among God's people. In Prevailers Church Network, as we gather, and let everyone begin to possess their possession in victory, in healing, in recovery, in restoration. Let every prevailer begin to possess their possession. Let every prevailer begin to possess their possession. Lord, as you deliver today, as you set free, as you made all, let every prevailer begin to locate God. Everyone that comes to Zion today, be set free. In love of God, Seattle, in the Gekwazazia, on the Gekwaza Lebro Seattle, in Legros Ato, on the Gegege Libris Ate, in Gekwaza, a Libris Ate, in the Geko Libris Ato, in Gekwashete, in Lobro Negakwazazia, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau will be as stubble, and they will set them on fire and consume them, so that there will be no survivor of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. The house of Esau will not survive. As the Lord brings deliverance unto his people, he will judge the wicked. Therefore, we are saying to the Lord, arise, let there be deliverance and salvation, Lord, for your people at the expense of the wicked. Let there be deliverance and salvation today for your people at the expense of the enemy who rose up against them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Lopron Negaku Guzozie, in Lopron Negakustozie, in Lopron Negakwazozie, in Negakwashete, in Lopron Negakwazo. Father, let there be deliverance and salvation for the house of Jacob, for this commission, for every soul that comes into Zion this morning, at the expense of the enemy that rose up against them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let Quaso on the Libris Arte, for the Lord our God is a consuming fire. Let every work of wickedness in the life of the people, any sickness, any traumatic experiences, let them be consumed today by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, consume it by fire. Let your name be glorified. In Loguazosia and Dolly Brusate, in Gekusto, Ze Ila Bronde Gekwaza, and Dogo Kwaza, and Dolobogosiate, in Lobronega Kwashate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the people gathered together in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit came as suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent and wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. Everyone had an encounter, and the encounter that they had with the Lord find expression in them, that they begin to speak as the Spirit enabled them. Therefore, we are going to say to the Lord, everyone in Zion today, everyone that comes to Prevailers Church Network, must have an encounter with the God of Zion, have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. for divine enablement, for supernatural empowerment, for divine release, for divine expression. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, as the people gather together from around the earth to come to Prevailers Church Network in London, in England, in Nigeria, around the earth where we're placed, we decree and declare, let there be a supernatural encounter with the enabling power of God, with the power of the Most High God this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be a release of the divine grace of God, Lord, even this morning, as we gather together in your name. Let there be a divine release. Let there be a divine release of the power of your Spirit as the prevailers gather together from around the world today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be a divine release as we gather in honor of your name, as we gather to proclaim your praise. Let there be an encounter. Let the Holy Spirit begin to move in among us. Likwaza apiondo lika kwashete ilobroneka kwazo isoprende ke kustosia ilomongresi ike kwashete la kwazo zoprende ke kwaze. Let there be a divine manifestation of the glory of God as the prevailers gather together from around the earth today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone have an experience. Let everyone have an encounter. Let everyone engage God in on the altar of God today without fail. Let everyone look at God. Let everyone have an experience of God. Let everyone have a divine visitation that faileth not this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a release of the enabling power of the Most High God in Zion today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are prayed. Amen. Beloved, can we thank God for every worker, everyone that is going to serve the Lord in Zion this morning? And we are saying to the Lord, Lord, anoint them afresh. Anoint them anew with your Spirit and with your power. Anoint us with your enabling power of the Holy Spirit. Take everyone serving beyond ourselves. Take us beyond our human limitation. Lord, begin to allow the Spirit of God, the enabling power of God, the divine life of God, the divine force of God to find expression in the life of the prevailers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. La la kuzosia delebrina aso bequazosia. A Paul planted and Apollos waters, but the Lord give an increase in every investment of in service. Let there be the release of supernatural increase, Lord, given that establishes the kingdom of God on earth, that increases even men, the number of men and women coming to God's kingdom through this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, our God. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Therefore, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit. We thank you for the divine grace. We thank you for the victory of Calvary. We thank you for answering when we call. We thank you for the manifestation of every prayer that we have prayed. We thank you for the manifestation of the answers that you have given. We thank you for victory. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for working even with us, even to do signs and wonders, confirming your word that you have sent us with your sign and with wonder. We give you praise, our God. Father, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. I cover every prevailer with the blood of Jesus. I cover every son and daughter that you have connected with this commission with the blood of Jesus. I cover every household represented in Prevailers Church Network with the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare as we appear in Zion in your presence this morning, I declare great grace. We command the manifestation of your presence that causes everyone to encounter God by his word, that God will show up again in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. In Lopron Neka Kugosiato, Endege Kwaso, Zeprino Nongo Ziate, in Lopron Neka Kwashite, in Lopron Nege Kwasa, in Lopron Neka Kwashite. We give you praise, our God. We bless and glorify your name in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we decree and declare your kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, we declare that today through your church, you will see, you will cause to be evident that Prevailers Church today bear much fruit that advances your kingdom and depopulate the kingdom of darkness, but populate the kingdom of God with souls that are saved. Lord, thank you for confirming your word with signs and with wonders. Nobody will return the same way they have come into Zion today. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If God is for us, who can be against us? Once again, the Most High God will show himself stronger and mighty as we have come to him in Zion. Almighty God, we thank you that you will show yourself stronger. You will show yourself glorious. You will show yourself mighty, even as we come to Zion in your presence. Unto you, the eternal King of glory, we dedicate the 5 a.m. prayer line to the body of Christ, to the nation, and concerning our children. We ask, O God, that you will come and establish your throne in our midst as we gathered in your name, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We worship and we adore you. Therefore, we thank you for the spirit of intercession and supplication. We thank you as a result of our calling today. You will cause the place of your feet to be glorified in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we declare and decree every soul that you have ordained to be part of that prayer session, Lord, that you will steer them up, Lord, to lift up your name, Lord, to see to it that your kingdom come, and that your will be done. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Wonderful. Unto you, the King eternal, the King immortal, the only wise God, our God that is faithful and able, our God that does good and gracious and glorious things. Unto you will return the glory, unto you will return the honor, for you have heard and you have answered. You are the one that performed the word of your servant and executed the word of your messenger, and you will yet bring glory and honor unto your name. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I congratulate you this morning for being part of the Prevailers Church Network time of intercession for the church this morning in the name of Jesus. The seed that you have sown in Zion will begin to answer in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. Therefore, as we return at the 5 a.m. to pray for the body of Christ, to pray for our nation, for our children, and for the church, great grace will be given unto you, even to lay hold upon the honor of the altar and to intercede for this nation and for our church in the mighty name of Jesus and for our children in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye for now. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.